Australian scientists have, for the first time, identified the link between obesity and high blood pressure, which is a major cause of heart disease. The hormone leptin, which is secreted by fat cells and acts on the brain to regulate blood pressure, is responsible. A team at Monash University has found that obese animals and humans that either lack leptin or the leptin receptor don't suffer from hypertension. It offers the promise of new drugs to treat high blood pressure, but also concrete evidence for why obese people should lose weight. David Mark reports.
It's been known for a long time that obesity is a risk factor for high blood pressure, but not why. It was a chicken and egg problem, as Michael Cowley, a professor of medicine at Monash University and the director of the Monash Obesity and Diabetes Institute, explains.
We didn't know previously whether the link between obesity and high blood pressure was a direct one or an indirect one, whether obesity was causing high blood pressure or whether there was an independent factor that was causing obesity and high blood pressure.
The theory was a hormone called leptin was probably involved.
It's 20 years to almost to the day since leptin was first described. It is a hormone that's secreted by fat cells and is the signal that tells the brain about how much fat there is in a body or how much adipose tissue there is in a body. So it's the first candidate when you're trying to investigate a link between obesity and any physiological process.
So how exactly did you determine that there was this link and that leptin was the culprit?
The first studies we did looked at mice that have a spontaneous mutation that means they don't make leptin. And when we take mice and make them obese, the mice that lack leptin have normal blood pressure, whereas mice that have leptin have high blood pressure. So that led to the suggestion that leptin was probably that factor. There's another spontaneous mutation where they don't have a receptor for leptin, and those mice had exactly the same response. When they got fat, they didn't increase their blood pressure. And then we used a series of other studies where we were able to selectively turn on or off the genes for the leptin receptor at different points in development. And when we did that, we could make a mouse that was fat and had low blood pressure, and when we turned on the leptin receptor, their blood pressure rose immediately. So fairly strong evidence that leptin signaling was driving the increase in blood pressure. And then we looked at whether the effect was relevant to humans by analysing the blood pressure of people who lack leptin or lack the leptin receptor. And those people are all very obese, but they all have low blood pressure.
It's beautifully simple. Did you expect to find that?
It's a very easy finding to describe, and I think it's a finding that everyone can appreciate the significance of.
Well, what does it mean?
I think initially people are seizing on the idea that this might be a new therapeutic target or a new way to treat hypertension, particularly refractory hypertension. And that's possible, but it's a long way from a discovery like this to a drug. For me, the most therapeutically relevant part of this discovery is that we can now say to patients, your obesity is causing your hypertension, whereas previously we said being obese was a risk factor for hypertension. It's a direct causal link now. And so we can also say to reduce your high blood pressure, you need to lose weight.
The discovery was made by Stephanie Simmons, who did the research for her PhD. She's the lead author of the paper published today in the journal Cell.
David Mark.